Keep asking you that every time, don't I, the Talking Heads? And every time, because I've got almost all their albums, so this is obviously a version of something live that I don't have, that I have on this. Never mind. AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station. I'm Tori Ryder. It is my show. Who left this weather for us? Is this Dave's weather? Dave Dahl's weather forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Temperatures dropping down to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, windy. Periods of showers and thunderstorms. Some locally heavy rains possible. And highs in the low 80s. Wednesday night, again, rain, thunderstorms. Again, heavy rain possible. Temperatures down to the low 60s. For Thursday, cloudy with more showers possible. Highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Figures, my friend's coming to town and the weather has to suck. Of course, she doesn't have a particularly good opinion of Minnesota weather to begin with, so it would have to happen that way. 67 and sunny at AM 1500 KSTP, but she'll never believe it. She'll never believe it. Hi, George, you're on the talk station.
Tori, there's lots of important things to talk about besides the president.
Really?
Mrs. Minnesota was on last night.
I heard something about this, and you tell me what you saw, and I'll tell you what I heard.
Well, you can only watch it about 30 seconds at a time, but Mrs. Sansevier has been deposed, if you will.
She has? Well, you could. She's not deposed. I mean, her reign is over.
Well, thank God.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know if you picked anything up in the newspaper, but I thought that that'd probably be a better topic than Clinton.
You don't want to talk about Bill's appointment. You're not happy with that?
No, it's just irrelevant after a while.
What do you mean it's irrelevant? It's actually, if you want to know my major objection to Reagan and Bush, it was the Supreme Court appointments they were going to make. So this, I think, is the most important thing that's happened in the country in years. So it is. But I will be happy to talk about Mrs. Minnesota a little later. And I will tell you this. One of the salespeople from here was at a dinner with the contestants.
Mm-hmm.
And due to a personal connection of hers. And she got the list of questions that they were asked, because they're not asked to have a talent, but they are asked to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was asked, what is the one most important role of a wife in the 90s? Can you believe it?
Well, like I said, you can only watch 30 seconds at a time.
I think that answer would be a little less than 30 seconds at a time.
Well,
the winning answer.
That's true. What you should probably do is all the answers and then air them out on radio.
That would be good. That's an excellent idea, George. Let's get the answers to the Mrs. Minnesota questions and see if we can air those on the air. That would be good. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. That would be great. I don't know what the answer was to that one. What is the one true role of a wife in the 90s? A married woman in the 90s? The one true role? I don't know. Guess? You want my guess? Let's see. Well, there've got to be three things that would be possible for the right Mrs. Minnesota answer. To see to it that your husband gets laid regularly, to feed him, and to decorate his house. So I would put that in one sentence and say that the correct Mrs. Minnesota answer would be to keep your family happy at home. That would probably, wouldn't you think that would cover it? I would think so. Hi, John, you're on KSTP.
Hi, it was a big disappointment to see the appointment that Clinton made.
You are the only person, then, who's disappointed.
No, I don't think that's probably the case.
Why are you disappointed?
Well, first of all, it's a woman, and there's no place in the Supreme Court for a woman.
All right, John.
Now, hear me out.
You can't be serious.
I am.
Well, then what do you make of O'Connor? What has she been doing in there, knitting?
Well, she's there, but I think one's enough.
Oh, okay. There's no place for a woman, but one's not. Well, which is it, John?
Now, hey, you see, you're very good at this, Tori.
Which is it, John? Well, as obviously,
there's no place for a woman to be in addition to the one woman that we had.
Why is that?
Because our society is governed by men on a probably, I would say, 1-to-10 ratio. There's one woman for every 10 guys. And
wait, there's one woman for every 10 guys in our society?
In a leadership position in the country.
And that's the way you like it?
And, well, that's not the way I like it. That's the way it has to be.
What do you mean that's the way it has to be? John, I think you're absolutely lying to me. I think you're just trying to poke at me. You can't possibly be serious.
Tori, I'm being serious.
Now, come on, you're really joking, right?
No, Tori, and another thing is...
That's the rule about one more thing. He can't be serious. Lauren, do you think he was serious? Do you think there really are such people? The problem here is when somebody says something like that, I can't imagine he's serious.
His wife was in the Mrs. Minnesota pageant.
That would explain it. There can't really be people who still think like that. Am I crazy? Let me ask. Are there any other gentlemen listening this evening who feel similarly? And if so, perhaps I wasn't fair to John. Perhaps you could explain that position. Because I think John was just trying to poke at me. I really do. I think he was just doing that thing where you call the talk show host and you say something so absurd that she'll lose it. I think he was playing Rattle the Talk Show Host. I can't believe he would be serious. He did say I was good at this sort of thing. Which sort of thing I also would think that by John's rules, women shouldn't be doing. I don't know, maybe it's all right for women to be talk show hosts. I should have broken the one more thing rule. But I couldn't, because it's a rule, and I made it. And especially with people like John, we want to show that when women make rules, they keep them. It's important with people like John. And for those of you who don't know, the rule of one more thing is that if you say one more thing, you instantly go away. But if you agree with John, I'll give the phone number very slowly, because you're Neanderthal, and I'll have to give you the number slowly. 646-TALK, 1-800-962-0792. A free call if you're cheap Neanderthal, and star 1500 on your Cellular One phone, which would be a free call for people who think like John. I remember we used to have somebody who thought like that, still calls Barbara's show. Remember Steve? He was a bit of a Neanderthal. I guess there are still people like that. I suppose they must be. We'll give them time to find their phones and call. I think maybe John was the only one. And maybe there are other people who believe, as John believes, that there is no place for a woman on the Supreme Court. But like most Neanderthal men, they're just afraid to talk to me about. That could be, too. Or do you have somebody now who agrees with? I'm waiting for it to come up on this. Mary wants to complain about the one more thing rule. Hello, Mary.
Tori.
Yes.
You have to clarify this.
Yes.
Now, one more thing is...
She said it. You can't say one more thing. You have to think of another way to say it. Mary, you can call back if you need to. I can say it, because I'm the host. Doesn't apply to me. I do get punished by the state F-word rule. That's if you call the state F-word by its full name. If you say the state F-word by its full name, then do that for it. So, this was an interesting... Another thing that I dug out of the paper today, I shouldn't probably say dug out of the paper considering this story, but did you see the story of the severed head that was found floating in the lake with the triple pierced ears and no other ID? Well, obviously they can't fingerprint it. It's a severed head. A woman's head floating in and of all things, it was called Bone Lake. Yeah, well, it was an obvious. But the thing that got me about the story of the severed head. And by the way, I heard on the afternoon news today that they found a severed foot in the Mississippi that they say was severed with the same instrument. How they figure that stuff out, you'd have to read some article on forensic science. But the thing that interested me about this particular article... is the description of how the severed head was found. Now, this is a description of the scene in the Star Tribune. A woman's head found floating along the shore of a northern Washington County lake over the weekend is the only clue in the gruesome case, authorities said on Monday. The head was found Saturday morning on the north shore of Bone Lake in New Scandia Township, about 20 miles northeast of St. Paul. It is believed to be that of a white woman, 25 to 32 years old, who'd been dead for 2 to 4 days. And, see, the head was described as having dark hair and a short, spiked style, brown eyes, and three holes pierced in each ear, but no earrings. I would think that would make me lose an earring. I think having my head severed would probably be a good way to lose an earring. Cause of death is unknown, although we can assume that whatever may or may not have killed her, if it didn't, having her head severed certainly did, at the very least. Searches by divers, bloodhounds produced no more evidence. This was the thing that caught my attention about the article. I felt so bad. It says here, a man who had recently bought property on the lake and was inspecting his purchase found the head and called authorities, according to Sheriff's Lieutenant David Huer. Now think about this. You got your new property. It's your dream house. It's lake property. Whatever Minnesotan wants, dreams about. Whenever I move into a new house, it's always fun to see what the old tenants may have left there. You know, maybe a cool old trunk in the attic. I remember in one of our houses in Kansas, I found some neat art books in one of the crawl spaces behind my parents' closet. When you're a kid, you get into that stuff. I found some great old light fixtures in a hardware drawer in one of my houses, and a cool old music box that had been rusted over in another one of my houses. But I have to say, I never really found a severed head before. Nor would it be the kind of thing I'd go, hey, cool, look, the previous tenants left us a severed head. Honey, we can really use this. I felt so bad. I felt so bad for the guy. Jeff, hi, you're on KSTP.
Hi, Tori.
Hello.
It kind of ties in. A number of years ago, there was a headline in the Minneapolis paper that said, police baffled at cause of death of woman with no head.
Police baffled by cause of death of woman with no head.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I could kind of give him some help
on
that.
Yeah, that's one of those things that kind of defies the common sense test.
Yeah, one of those Jay Leno headlines.
Yeah, we can't imagine how that would happen.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Well, they don't know. See, they don't know if she was already dead and she got her head cut off. We know. There have been a lot of dismemberment stories in the paper lately, like that the case of the two Russian immigrants, who one of whom killed the other. We'll get to that later. We've had just tons of dismemberment stories. A couple of weeks ago, there was that guy they found in the dumpster over the cocaine deal. Parts of him, anyway. Hi, Paul. You're on KSTP.
Hi, Tori. I tend to agree with that young cat that talked about women being involved in running the government.
That's a very interesting fake Kennedy accent there, Paul.
I'm sorry, but it's not a Kennedy accent. I'm from London, England, originally.
Lauren, are you buying it? I'm not buying it, Paul.
You're not buying it?
I'm not buying it.
Well, hey, I don't have anything to sell, but anyhow, to get to the point is that could you imagine having someone as likeness to yourself on the Supreme Court?
I'm not a judge, and I'm not going to be on the Supreme Court.
You're right. You would never be able to have that. Your competence level, I don't think is...
Let me ask, Paul, what is your job?
My job?
Right.
Executive with a big company that I own myself.
Okay. Would you say that any other guy would be qualified for your job? Any other guy just off the street?
Perhaps.
Any other guy just off the street could run your company?
Perhaps.
Any other guy?
Perhaps. Not any person, but...
No, I'm just saying any other guy. Just any guy. We could just go get any guy right now, bring him into your office, and he could do the job.
No, but the intellectual...
No. Okay, wait. You said no, right?
But the intellectual...
Wait a minute. Paul. Hello, Paul. Obviously,
yes.
You're not used to having conversations that work two ways with the opposite sex, so I'm just trying to walk through this logic with you and make sure I understand you, okay?
I'm not quite sure you can, but...
Now, wait a minute, Paul. If you're just calling to insult me, then, you know, I can make you go away, but I'm trying to have a conversation with you, so you get a choice here now. You want to have a conversation, or do you want to just call and insult the host without making your point?
Obviously, I wanted to make my point.
Right, so you didn't want to have a conversation with the host. You just wanted to call and spout off that you think I'm incompetent and I couldn't be on the Supreme Court.
Nor could another woman, correct.
That's not the same thing. Your logic was that I couldn't be on the Supreme Court and that no woman should be on the Supreme Court because I, Tory Writer, talk show host, would not be a good choice for the Supreme Court.
Right, because you do a poor job as being a host.
Well, but Paul, the logic is the same as if you said, you know, any guy should be qualified to do my job because I'm a guy and I can do my job. It's ridiculous logic. There's no logic to it.
No, Tory, you're putting things in context totally that are irrelevant.
Irrelevant? I can't imagine what kind of company you own, but I certainly hope it doesn't require good verbal skills. Thanks for calling. These are the men who don't think there should be more women on the Supreme Court. Now you know who they are. Keith, hi.
Hello, Tori.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm here. Now, it says here that you agree with John as well. I hope you can do a better job.
I do. I'm not going to say that no women should be out on the court. However, she is very liberal. I don't I don't like his appointment that he made.
Well, if someone would have called and said, I don't like the appointment, that's one thing. But you're not agreeing with John at all. You're saying that if she had your politics, it'd be all right with you.
I'm not so far off from those guys. Hmm. I mean, I think they're few and far in between.
So let's say, what is her name who used to be? Jean Kirkpatrick. Well, let's say Jean Kirkpatrick had been appointed to the Supreme Court. Would that be a problem for you? You know who she is.
Yes.
Right? Would that be a problem for you if she'd been appointed?
Not off the top of my head that I can think of.
So you don't have a problem with the fact that it's a woman. You just have a problem with her politics.
Very much so.
So then you don't agree with John at all.
Not necessarily. I would say in most cases, though, I would definitely say that if you took a handful of men, 20 men and 20 women,
mm-hmm.
I would say that there would definitely be more men qualified to be on that, to be appointed.
Well, that's probably true, because there are more men who are judges and serving in public office and gone to law school.
I'm just talking about general competence here.
Without respect to their education or experience?
No. None whatsoever. You just grab 20 people off the street, 20 of each off the street.
20 people off the street, and men will do a better job.
I believe so.
Why is that?
Good question. I think that's the way we were made. You can't get away from it.
Well, tell me, what are the attributes of your average man on the street that makes him better than your average woman on the street?
I would say generally more intellectual.
More intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, by the way, when you're...
No, I'm asking, are there any other qualities?
I can't...
How about fairness? Are men inherently more...
I'm not rehearsed in it. You know, I'm not a politician.
It's just your gut instinct that tells you that men are just better because they're more intellectually qualified.
Generally, yes.
Because they're just, in general, smarter.
That's correct.
So you take any 10 women and any 10 men and you put them in a room and the men will be smarter.
Generally, yes.
On what do you base...
I totally agree with that.
On what do you base this statement?
Oh... You're pressing me.
Yeah, I am. You called, you made this statement, and I'm respectfully inquiring as to what is your basis for this conclusion.
Life experiences, those say a lot, I can say that much.
So you've mostly met smart men and stupid women?
Mostly, yes.
Really? Well, what kind of work do you do?
I'm in real estate.
Mm-hmm. And you would say that despite the fact that many of the top-selling realtors are women, that it's just a quirk that they do so well because mostly the men are smarter.
No, they do so well. I'm not here just to bash. I'm just making a statement.
Oh, but you would agree then in your field, women, and I happen to know that this
do
is true,
well. They do
women
well.
Do most of the business residential real estate.
That is correct.
Right, but they don't do it because they're intellectually better at it. They do it because of what? Luck of the draw? Fluke of nature?
No, hold on. If you take 100 people and make them all real estate agents,
right.
Or 100 women, 100 men,
right.
You're going to have, on average, men will be better real estate agents.
Really?
Not a lot of them get into it compared to women stick with it. But
why do you suppose they don't stick with it?
Good question. Maybe they have to deal with secretaries that are like you every day. I don't know. I'm just,
secretaries, then. Secretaries
who knows?
Would be
who knows?
The... Because secretaries
one
are...
One other thing I just have to say.
Women and their... Well, I'm trying to understand what you're saying here.
I understand.
And it's not making any sense to me.
Well,
and especially when you're in a business where most of the people who are in it are women, and the women who are there and the men who are there, the women do better.
Well, that's in that particular...
But you don't... think it's because they're better at it. You think it's because there are just more of them.
That's correct.
Well, let me just use your logic for a minute. Could it be, because you said this has nothing to do with qualifications, but could it be that more men do well in law and are more judges, not because they're necessarily better at it, but because there are more of them?
No, I would not.
That would only work for in reverse for when women do well, but not when men do well.
Terry... I'm just saying, you know, if you grab the averages, I really do think you'll come up with a
You should be able.
Average.
You should be able to explain this better, considering that I am naturally your intellectual inferior. What?
I haven't studied the numbers.
Right. Well, I'm obviously your intellectual inferior, just given the laws of nature, so I don't understand why you're not doing a better job of explaining this to me, or maybe it's just that I'm naturally so stupid that I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
Which is
one
it?
One thing I want to add, though.
Yeah.
Off the subject.
Yes.
It really makes a difference.
Yes.
It makes it interesting when you have a point to your stories. I mean, you know, sometimes it's nice to hear someone just ramble on, but when you have a point to your stories, it does make it a lot more interesting for the listener.
Yeah, and do you have a particular a case in point that you'd like to complain about or praise me about?
Yes. You're every show, every night. I mean, you know.
Every show, every night, what?
Every show, every night, you jump every 5 seconds to one topic to another. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous.
Every night?
Yeah.
Is there any special reason why you haven't figured out a reason to change your station?
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely
you
do.
You do
I
just, change.
I just wanted to get that out in the open.
What?
It's no secret with the listeners, but I thought it might be a secret with you, but
it's a secret to the listeners?
No, it's not a secret.
It's not.
With the
all the people who listen really hate it, and you're telling them something they already know, but I don't.
You don't. That
right.
is correct.
I see. Okay, well, thank you for your call.
Great. Thanks, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary. You're on KSTP. You called us back.
I know, Tori, because you boot me out, but I have to voice my complaint, and we have to
talk
about a resolving of this.
Don't
problem.
Use the key phrase, okay?
I know, but now we have to clarify this.
All right.
Because if I say, mm-hmm-hmm,
right.
then I get booped out.
Right. You can't say an additional
okay,
item.
But if I say, mm-hmm-hmm, then that's not the same thing. But you boot me off anyhow.
No, if you say an additional item, for example.
No. I can't say this because you'll boot me off. I'm not going to say this.
No, if you say an additional item, I will not boop you up.
But there's another way to say an additional item.
Oh, and another thing is the other thing that goes to.
Oh, yeah, but you got to make that clear.
Okay, well, thank you.
So don't boot me off.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Here you are to stay for as long as we're both interested.
I'm interested. I'll stay forever.
All right, well, anything else I can do for you?
Not tonight.
Okay, well, then we're not going to boot each other off. We're just going to say goodnight.
Okay, goodnight.
And goodbye. Thank you. Bye. All right, so we have to make that clear. It's not just one more thing. It's and another thing. All right, those two things are synonymous to me. They invoke the one more thing rule, and out you go. Where are we here? Bob, hello, you're on KSTP.
Hi. Oh, I'm just laughing at these idiots that are called. And Lauren's, that's what I told Lauren. He says, yeah, I'm embarrassed to have a penis tonight.
There are a lot of guys out there who think that I would be happy to cut it off for you.
But anyway, I was just thinking that, you know, anyone that's far away from the Reagan-Bush appointees is fine with me. I don't know that much about this woman. In fact, I can't even remember her name tonight. But
Ruth Ginsburg.
She sounds fine to me.
I was very impressed with what I've read about her career.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 60 years old. And when you consider that she was one of only 9 women at Harvard Law, and she ended up graduating from Columbia University
mm-hmm.
first in her class.
Mm-hmm.
And when you consider that she's done a lot of work for the ACLU, she took on cases with no profit motive intended.
Yeah.
And has done her work for the betterment of her field. And from everything I've read so far, I'm just delighted, absolutely delighted. And she's not a foaming-at-the-mouth radical,
exactly.
which pleases me.
That's what... One thing I want to kind of mention is, I guess I listen to you and Barbara's show, and Barbara gets the ultra-conservatives on. You know what? Sometimes the inconsistency of these conservatives, first of all, they're totally against abortion.
Don't even start with this.
No, but hear me out.
Let's say the A word. We don't even like to use
it. Okay, then once the baby's born, no money for that kid.
All right, let's not. I know where this is going, and if we start with this road, we're going to get those people, especially with all their little hocus-pocus rescue friends in town.
But I was even thinking, like, with Dr.
Pick another example, please.
Dr. Kevorkian.
Right.
Dr. Kevorkian. They hate Dr. Kevorkian because he doesn't respect life, but they hate funding for the chronically ill.
Well, this is, it's a paradox, and they haven't figured it out yet. But when you consider the folks who just called me, is it any wonder?
Exactly.
Well, thank you for your call. Hello there, Renee. Renee, hello. Have we lost Renee? Okay, Jay, hello. Dave, hello.
Yes, I want to just agree with the last two callers previously that you're an airhead. And, one more thing.
At least better an airhead than a severed head, I always say. Hi, Steve, you're on KSTP. We've lost Steve as well. I don't know what's... Is it the phones? Is it the real turtle soup? Or is it the mock? I've now just blown off everybody on the phones here. So if you'd like to get in now, we have abundant free lines at 646-TALK, 1-800-962-0792, or star 1500 on your cellular one phone. I know it's not always easy, but we do try. Why don't we take our break about a minute early here, Lauren, and that'll give you a chance to catch up on the phones. AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station, 646-TALK is the number, 1-800-962-0792, star 1500 on your cellular one service. I was hoping we could have a little talk about Ruth Ginsburg, but instead, somehow it's come down to whether or not women are inferior beings. Which one would think, when you've just been appointed to the Supreme Court, would not be the subject under discussion. But, heck, this is talk radio. You never know.
Macy's White Flower Day sale is this Thursday and Friday. It's a great time to save on an incredible selection of Father's Day gifts. Ole Cassini short sleeve silk shirts are $14.99. Save 25 to 50% during our semi-annual designer dress shirt sale. All suits and sport coats except value price styles are 25 to 30% off. All men's knit shirts are 20 to 30% off. Save 30% off men's Seiko watches. Save 50% on men's fine jewelry. Macy's also offers you exceptional savings for the rest of the family and for your home. Mrs. Summer dresses and clubhouse casual sportswear are 30 to 50% off. Women's summer sandals are 25 to 30% off. Save 20 to 40% on Mrs., Junior, Macy Woman, and Girls Swimwear. Queen and King sheets are just $10.99. Fieldcrest Pima towels are 40% off. Take advantage of store-wide savings and values for Father's Day, everyone. That's this Thursday and Friday, the White Flower Day sale at Macy's.
Wednesday morning, 9 a.m., Barbara Carlson and Friends, a bright, articulate woman, Robin McGee. She's an associate professor at Hamline Law School. She is associated with the Equal Justice Committee. She is concerned with the lack of minority representation on juries, has protested the conviction of A.C. Ford. You're going to be able to ask her a lot of questions and get into her mind on the talk station, AM 1500 KSTP, 9 o'clock Wednesday morning.
Get dizzy! The talk station. I'm Tory Ryder. It is my show. Here's Dave Dahl's weather, though. It doesn't look too good. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. And tomorrow we could get some heavy rain along with the showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow's highs should be in the low 80s. And I guess that does mean that when it clears off, it'll probably be humid. Wednesday night, periods of showers and thunderstorms. And again, some heavy rains are possible. Wednesday night's low, around 60 degrees. For Thursday, cloudy with still